Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Avraham David Strauss. Meseches Gittin has been dedicated Le'ilui Nishmas Shmar Yehu Ben Chaim.
Perek HaShileach, the Mishnah tells us that if one made a shliach, he can still go ahead and be mevatel the shliach. The Gemara in Kedushin in the beginning of Perek HaOmer, Daf Nuntes Amud Aleph, explains the pshat in the Mishnah is Osi Dibur Mevatel Dibur. If a person made a Dibur, he can then make another dibur. He made a dibur to be meman of the shliach. He can make another dibur to be mevatel the shliach. That's osi dibur umevatel dibur. The Gemara says over there, only osi dibur umevatel dibur. But osi loy osi dibur umevatel maisa. A dibur cannot be mevatel a maisa. Zok the Gemara. That's the pshat in the Mishnah. Mishigia liyada shuven yochel levatloi. The Gemara says the pshat over there is because before you give the get, it's still considered a dibur. It's mashma that the pshat is after the gerushin, then it's considered a maisa. So therefore, you can no longer be mevatel the shliach. So that's the pshat. The Reish is telling us one can be mevatel the shliach, osi dibur umevatel dibur. However, in Meshigia haget liyada shuven yochel levatloi, the pshat is because it's a maisa. The Chasam Sofer on the Mishnah over here explains that the Chiddush of the Mishnah is that a Shlichus is considered a Dibur. We might have thought, since he made him a Shliach, and the Shlichus was Nigmar, he was Mekabel the Shlichus, it was Nigmar Hadova that he became a Shliach, and that's considered Nasa Maisa, that he became his Shliach, one would think that we would say, similar, if one is mafresh truma, he can't be mevatel the truma anymore. He could be shoyel on the truma. But if he already made it truma, even though the truma was made through a dibur, but since bidiburei nasa maisa, so therefore now he cannot be mevatel it, so too, I would have thought that I cannot be mevatel a shliach. Kamashal on the Mishnah, that a shliach is only considered a dibur. And therefore, osi dibur umevatel dibur. Why taka? Why taka? Don't we say that the kabbalas hashlichus, the mesiris hashlichus, is considered a maisa? So Rabbi Chanan in Kovetz Haaretz in Siman Ayin Vav explains that the pshat is because since the whole shlichus is for the gerushin, therefore it's not considered nigma hadav. It's not considered as if it's a finished product. The kabbalas hashlichus alone, because soif kol soif. The shlichus is to go ahead and do the maisa gerushin. Therefore, we look at the shlichus as only a dibur. That is Rabbi Chanan's hesber in the pshat in the Mishnah. Let's go on to the following shaila. Our Mishnah discusses if one is mevatel the shliach. Let's say if one is not mevatel the shliach, he just goes ahead and tells the shliach, you know what? I don't want gerushin. I don't want gerushin. Can the shliach still perform the gerushin, even though it is ba'al korchoi of the mishalech? This is a famous shaila. The achronim discussed the shaila, and we'll see him yes Hashem in the sugya, various rayas mikan ulekan. Let's understand the tzadim of the shaila. The Our Sameach, in the second parak in Hilchas Gerushin, Halacha Tezvav, brings a beautiful hakira in the pshat in Shlichus of Gerushin. How does Shlichus of Gerushin work? Do we say, the first sad is, that Shlichus is a Mesiris HaKoyach, when the Mishaleach gives over the Shliach, the Koyach, to do Gerushin, he is Oymid B'mokoyim HaBailim. Therefore, now the shliach is per se the megarish. The mishaleach gave over his koyach to the shliach to be megarish. Or do we say the shlichus is just a shlichus on the maisin asina, and the shliach is merely a yad arichta of the bailam? Meaning, really, who's doing the gerushin? The mishaleach is doing the gerushin. How does he do the gerushin? Through the shliach, which is his yad arichta. He is a shliach on the maisa nesina, so it's his maisa is considered as if the Mishaleach, in fact, did the Nesina. But who is, per se, doing the Gerishin? That is the Mishaleach. This is the famous Chakira. Is Shlichus a Mesiris HaKoyach, or Shlichus is just a Yad Arichta? The Or Sameach explains, the Nafkamina in the Shaila would be, let's say if the Mishaleach became a Shoita after he was Memana Ashliach, which is in fact, Machloik is the Rambam in the Torah. The Rambam holds that if a Shliach, if a Mishaleach becomes a Shoita, and the Shliach gives the get is kosher midaraisa. That is the Shitas HaRambam over there in Pei's Halacha Tezvav. The Torah in Simon Kuf Chaf Aleph argues, and he says that the get is bottle midaraisa. Says Dar Sameach, what is the Hezber and the Machloikis, the Rambam and the Torah? The Rambam held, when a Mishaleach makes a Shliach, the Shliach is oimid b'mokim habaylim legamre. Therefore, we don't care about the Mishaleach. We don't need the Mishaleach's das. The Mishaleach becomes a Shaita. Because who's performing the Gerishin? The Shliach is performing the Gerishin. However, the Torah holds, no, a Shliach is a Yad Arichter. Who's performing the Gerishin? The Mishaleach, per se, is performing the Gerishin. Therefore, you still need the Mishaleach's das. If the Mishaleach were to become a Shaita, then the Gerishin is not valid. That's why the Torah holds, the get is bottle midaraisa. The Ksois in Simon Kuf Peches, Sifkot and Beis, he also explains the Rambam like this, that the koyach of the shliach is oimid b'mkoyme mamish, he brings from the prichodesh like that, and he extends this chiddush even further. He says, just like the mishaleach could become a shoita, theoretically, if the mishaleach would die, the shliach could also perform the shlichas. So why do we say, lo yitnu get lachamisa? We know the Mishnah says in the first parak that if one makes a shliach, la yitnu get lachamisa, so the Ksois explains it's merely a technical problem. Since he died, so it's no longer his wife, so there's no makum for the gerishin, because she's already mutal alma. There's no makum for the gerishin. But theoretically, zakta Ksois, the shlichus is not bottle if the mishaleach dies, and theoretically, if the mishaleach would die, the shliach could still perform the shlichus. The reason being because the shliach is oimid b'mekoymoy mamish. This is the shita of the Rambam. So now let's go back to our shaila. If the mishaleach says he doesn't want a gerushin, but he wasn't mevatel the shliach, l'choira it's mistavra that this should be totally in the machlokes the Rambam and the Torah. Just like according to the Rambam, we don't care about the das of the mishaleach; it's irrelevant. He could become a shaita. Hu adin if he doesn't want. Still, the shliach could perform the shlichus because the shliach is oimid b'makom the mishaleach. However, according to the Torah, that the shliach is only a yad arichta and the mishaleach is the doer. He's the one that's doing the ma'aseh gerishin. So just like if he becomes a shaita, it's no good because he needs his das. Hu adin, if he don't have his ratzin, the shliach can't perform the shlichus. This is the chayra. Our shayla should be totally in the machlokes the Rambam and the Torah. Let's move on to the next inyan. The Gemara says, "Higia loy katani el higia va'afilu memela v'loy amrina letziru hu dekam achaven." This Gemara, there's a machlokes Rashi and the Rashba pshat in the Gemara. Let's first see Rashi's pshat. Rashi explains, "Ein bedaiti levatloy el letziru ba'alma chodesh echatshayim sheim hoy bedaiti levatloy hoy roy devachel betulei." Zok Rashi that perhaps we would have thought that he doesn't mean to be mevatel him, since he only met him, so he wasn't running after him to be mevatel. What does he mean? He means to be mitzayeh him for a month or two. The Rashba understood, Rashi is saying, that he wants to be mark of him, don't give the get for 1 or 2 months. Frek the Rashba, Rashi, l'may nafkamina. What is the difference if he's mevatel the shliach, or he just tells the shliach, don't give it until I tell you so? So he can't, the shliach can't give the get, unless the Mishaleach goes ahead and tells him to go ahead and give the get. So what is the difference if he's mevatel the shliach or he's just being ma'akev him for a month or two? Seif kol seif, the shliach can't go ahead and give it until the Mishaleach gives him the okay. This is the Rashba's kasha on Rashi. Because of this kasha, the Rashba learns that the Gemara means something else. The Gemara means to say, since he doesn't mean a bittel, so he doesn't mean the bittel at all. So therefore, the shliach could go ahead and give the get. This is the Raz of Shat in the Gemara. Not that Letziru Kamachavim means that he's temporarily being ma'akev him, but he doesn't mean to be mevatel him. He means to say, since he wasn't running after him to be mevatel him, and he just said a lashon of bittel, perhaps he doesn't mean it, and therefore we'll say that it's not a good bittel, and the shliach could go ahead and give a get. This pshat is mashman Taisis like that. Taisis says that pshita, why should I think it's a bittel? The fellow was saying that he's mevatel it. Why should I think that he's not being mevatel it? Taisis sounds like he learned that the Gemara's kasha is that he doesn't mean a bittel at all. Zok Taisis, no, you would have thought we would be machmer because perhaps he's letzur kamachavin. This is the Raz of Shat in the Gemara. This is Taisis Shat in the Gemara, and we have Rashi Shat in the Gemara. So the Rashi, let's go back to the Rashi's kasha on Rashi. The Rashi asks on Rashi, what is the difference if he's mevatel the shliach or he's just being ma'akev the shliach and he tells him not to go ahead and do it? What is the Rashi's kasha? The Mimoish explains the Rashi's kasha as follows. Even though the mishalech is not being mevatel the shliach, but he's telling him that I don't want the gerushin, therefore the shliach cannot perform the gerushin. So the Rashi is asking, so what's the difference? What's the difference if he's mevatel him, or if he tells him I don't want the gerushin? In any case, the shliach cannot go ahead and perform the gerushin. So what is the difference if it's letziur kamechavin, or he's mechavin for bittel? So what does Rashi hold? What does Rashi hold? So the chayra we can say, in Azoy state in Divya Cheskel, that Rashi holds, no, Rashi holds, since the shliach became a shliach, and the Mishaleach gave him over the koyach to be a shliach, al derech the Rambam, that even if he becomes a shoita, the shliach could still perform the shlichus. And in fact, the Ktzois proves that the Rashi holds like the Rambam. Rashi in the first parak in Afyid Gimel Amad Aleph, Rashi is mashma like the Rambam. The chesaron of Layitnu Get La'achamisa is only a technical chesaron. Rashi held that the shliach is oim mebimkoim the bailum. So Rashi held that even though the mishaleach says I don't want the gerushin, and he's being mitzayer, but still, since he wasn't mevatel the shliach, so the shliach could still go ahead and perform the gerushin. So when the Gemara says letziur kamechavin, Rashi doesn't mean to say that on the tzad letziur kamechavin the shliach taka cannot perform the shlichus. On the tzad letziur kamechavin the shliach can taka do the shlichus. This is Shitas Rashi, and the Divya Cheskel points out further that Rashi in Daf Yudam and Aleph in the first parak is mashma like that, that even if the Mishaleach is choyze and he's oimiv et seveach, still the shliach could do the shlichus. In fact, the Divya Cheskel wants to say that perhaps the machloik is the Rashi, and the Rashba is in fact the machloik is the Rambam in the Tur, as we explained. The Tur holds that you need the das of the Mishaleach. If he becomes a shoita, therefore the shliach can't do it. So too does halter Rashba that if the mishaleach doesn't want, so the shliach cannot perform the shlichus. And Rashi, like we said, goes the shitas. He holds like the Rambam. The only problem is that the Divya Cheskel is that the Rashba in the beginning of Perek Misha Ozoi is in fact mashma like the Rambam. The Divya Cheskel explains that perhaps we have to make a chilek between if the Mishaleach becomes a Shoita, the Rashba would hold that the Shliach could do it, but if the Mishaleach says Beferish he doesn't want, that's worse. That's what we have to say in the Shitas HaRashba. Then the Divya Cheskel offers another Pshat in the Rashba, but this is basically the Posh Pshat in the Rashba's Kasha Al Koponim on Rashi was that since the Mishaleach doesn't want, so then the Shliach cannot do the Shlichus. And Rashi, in fact, argues on this, and Rashi holds that the rotzin of the mishaleach does not play a role, and even if he says he doesn't want, still the shliach could do the shlichus. Rav Kivega asks on the Rashba as follows. Let's go back to the Rashba's question. The Rashba said, what is the difference, according to Rashi, if he's being ma'akev him for 1 or 2 months, or if he's being mevatel? So Reb Kvege asks, what do you mean? I could tell you 3 nafkaminas, whether there's a bittel going on over here, or whether he's just being ma'akiv the shliach. Reb Kvege is mashma that according to Rashi, the Mishalech has a right to be ma'akiv the Shliach from doing the Gerushin, even though it's not a bittel. This is clearly mavur in Reb Kivega, not the way we want the Seip Shat in Rashi. So the Reb Kivega is going to tell us three nafkaminas whether the Mishalech is being mevatel the Shliach, or whether he's just being ma'akiv the Shliach and telling him not to do the Gerushin. Says Reb Kivega, we have one nafkamina, according to the Rishonim that say that when one makes a Shliach lohilocha, one has to do it in front of Edim. Just like Kedushin and Gerushin, there is a din, you need Edis l'kiyuma, you have to perform the Gittin and Kedushin in front of two Edim. So too, the Minui HaShlichus, the Yerushalmi says, and the Rashi himself brings the Yerushalmi, that you have to do the Minui HaShlichus in front of two Edim. So says Reb Kivega, we have a tremendous nafkamina. If he means to be mevatel the Shliach, so when he tells him again to do the Shliach, Shlichus, so then he has to do the Minui HaShlichus again in front of Edim. If he wasn't mevatel the Shlichus, he's just telling the Shliach, I don't want you to do the Gerushin. When he tells him again to go ahead and perform the Gerushin, he doesn't need a new Minui in front of two Edim. Zaktib Kivega, so we have a very simple nafkamina. Whether the Mishalech means to be mevatel, or he means to be just be ma'akiv. The Rajbis kasha was, what's the difference? In any case, the Mishalech has to go ahead and tell the Shliach another time, okay, now you could go ahead and give the get. So l'may nafkamina, if it's a bitl hashlichus, or he just being ma'akiv the Shliach, Zaktiv Kivega, have a very simple nafkamina. Whether the minui, when he tells him again, it is a minui hashlichutz, which necessitates to aid him. That is one nafkamina. Another nafkamina, Zaktiv Kivega, as follows. The halacha is that a shliach is a isha shliach. A shliach can make another shliach. So let's say the mishaleach, told him, don't do the shlichus. He wasn't mevatel the shlichus. He just was ma'akiv the shliach from doing. Zaktiv Kivega, if he made a shliach in that time, so it depends. If he's mevatel the shliach, so then the shliach no longer has a koyach to make another shliach. If he just was ma'akiv the shliach, he temporarily put the shliach on vacation and he told him don't do the shlichus yet, but he's still a shliach per se, he could make another shliach. That's the second nafkamina. Zaktiv Kivega, I have a third nafkamina. If Bitl HaShlichus needs two Edim, we'll see Tosis further says, Rishayim say that the Bitl HaShlichus needs two Edim. So Zaktiv Kivega as follows. If he means to be Mevatel the Shliach, so let's say he was Mevatel, not in front of two Edim. If he meant to make a Bitl, and it wasn't in front of two Edim, so the bittel is not chal, because bittel hashlichus needs two edim. However, if he just meant to be ma'akiv the shliach, he was telling the shliach, I don't want the gerushin, and therefore he's ma'akiv the shliach, so that amira does not need two edim, because it's not a bittel shlichus per se. To be mevatel the shlichus, you need two edim, because just like a minui hashlichus needs two edim, so too, a bittel hashlichus needs to weigh them. But just for the mishaleach, to be megaladas, to be ma'akiv the shliach, says Reb Kivega, that does not need to weigh them. So Zakti Reb Kivega, we have another mafkamina, which is a chumra, if it's litziure, and the bittel is a kula. Because if it's a bittel, since the bittel was performed without edim, so it's not a bittel. But if he means to just be ma'akiv, then, to be ma'akiv, you don't need to aid. This is Reb Kivega's third nafkamina. L'chaira, Reb Kivega's third nafkamina needs a very big hesber, as follows. Because even though he made the bittel not in front of two edim, so, correct, the bittel is not chal. He meant to make a bittel. He didn't mean to make an ikuv. He meant to make a bittel. So Reb Kivega is telling us that the bittel is not chal because there wasn't two edim. The obvious question is, so good, let it not be a bittel. But the fact that he wanted to be mevatel the shliach, and he was mevatel him because there wasn't two edim, let it still be an ikuv, and he can't, the shliach can't do the shlichus anyway. Because why? Because he was ma'akev, because he doesn't want the shlichus. In other words, he tried to be mevatel. So you're telling me that since he was trying to be mevatel, and the bittel needs two edim, so the bittel is nothing, therefore the shliach could go ahead and perform the shlichus. If he just meant to be ma'akev, to be ma'akiv does not need two edim. The kasha is, what do you mean? But even if the bittel wasn't chal, let still the shliach not be able to perform the shlichus, because saif kol saif, we see that the bialim does not want the shlichus. Bekitzer, in every bittel, you also have an ikuv. This kasha, I found, the ayelas hashachar of shteiman zel gesund, he has his kashim kvega, and he wants to present the following svara. Perhaps, if the person says a bittel, so all we see is that the person wants to be mevatel the shlichus. We don't see that he doesn't want the gerishin. We just see that he doesn't want the shlichus. Perhaps he wants to give the get himself. Perhaps he wants to give the get later. He wants someone else to give the get. If all his focus is to be mevatel the shliach, so all we see is a bittel hashlichus. Nothing else. We can't build up a ikuv from the fact that he tried to be mevatel. However, if his whole purpose was just to be ma'akiv, and that's all his purpose was, so then we see that he doesn't want a bittel, and by saying a lashon a bittel, what he was just trying to do was just trying to be ma'akiv. But if he's trying to do a bittel, and he doesn't do a bittel, so we can't build up a rutzin that he doesn't want the gerishin. This Reb Shteiman says is a gewaldig chiddush, but in fact, the Pnei Yeshua says this very svara, there's a Pnei Yeshua in the beginning of a oimer. In Daf Nun Tes Amud Beis, he explains Rashi Shita that Reb Shlakish over there held that a lady made a shliach, and the halacha is that she cannot be chazeres. She cannot be chazeres. So the Pnei Yeshua seems to be grappling with this very question. What do you mean, according to Reish Lakish, the lady cannot be chazeres? She made a shliach, and she says, I don't want you to be my shliach. How could the Kedushin be chal against her ratzon, against her will? Good, she made a shliach. Correct, she can't be mevatel the shlichus. But at the end of the day, she doesn't want the Kedushin. So the Pnei Yeshua says, perhaps, ein achanami. The case is where she just says, I don't want the shliach. She still wants to get married. We know she wants to get married. She's just saying, I don't want you to be the shliach. From the fact that she doesn't want him to be the shliach. So, Reish Lakish held, you can't be mevatel because he holds le'osi dibur mevatel dibur. However, maybe she still wants the kedushin. If ein achanami, if she says, not only do I want to be mevatel the shliach, but I don't want the kedushin either, then ein achanami, Reish Lakish would also be moida that the isha, that he cannot do the shlichus. This is what the Pnei Yeshua says, pshat, in Shitas Rashi. This very concept that the Ayelas HaShachar is saying. So again, Rav Kivega clearly seems to be learning Shitas Rashi, that ein achanami, if he was letzira komachavin, the shliach cannot perform the shlichus. But it's not a bittel hashlichus. If it's a bittel hashlichus, then the shlichus is bottle, and he needs another minui, as we have order of kvegas nafkaminas. And if it's a litziur kamachavin, it's merely the shliach cannot carry out the shlichus. Not the way we explain Shitas Rashi. We explain Shitas Rashi, as the Vicheskel explains, that Rashi held that even if the Mishalech says, I don't want, and it's Letziur Kamachavin, the Shliach could perform the Shlichus. These are the two Pshatim that we are presenting in Shitas Rashi, and as we said, the Pnei Yeshua in Kedushin learns up Rashi Shita, as Kvega understood, that Rashi also holds that if the Mishalech says, I don't want, the Shliach cannot perform the Shlichus. Let's go back to the Rashi's pshat in the Gemara. The Rashi learned that the tzad letziur kamachave means that he doesn't mean to be mevatel at all. And according to that tzad, if the shliach would go ahead and give the get, the Rajba says we should be machmer that perhaps the get was a good get, and therefore she should be also to kahuna. We should be machmer that if she's makabel kedushin, the kedusha would also be good kedushin. Kamash will on the Mishnah know that this lashon is a true bittul, and there's no tzad that it's not a bittul, and therefore we're not even machmer if the shliach would give the get that it's not a good get. And so says Tosfos, the Chavamin would be that we should be machmir because Dilma Letziu Kamachavin, Kamashmalon Delechashina. If Kivege asks a kasha on Tosfos and the Rajba as follows, what do you mean we should be machmir misafik that perhaps Letziu Kamachavin? If this fellow said a lashon of bittul, and you want to think maybe he means to be mitzayeh, maybe he means to be mitzayeh, that's Dvarim Shebelev. So since it's Dvarim Shebelev, Dvarim Shebelev, Einam Dvarim. So we have no reason to even be choishes lechumra to the tzad that perhaps it's Letziu Kamachavin. Because the tzad of Letziu Kamachavin, if it's not Dvarim Shebelibai, Ubelev Kol Adam, so how could we be choishes lachmim? How could we be choishes lachmim? Since it's a bitl ma'alya, and Dvarim Shebelev, Einam Dvarim, this is Kvegas Tzarechian on the Rajba and Tosfos. Let's move on to Amud Beis. Amar Abaye Nekatinon Kabbalah the Maseres B'Yedenu Shliach Matana Hareo Keshliach Haget Nafkemina Laholach Lav Keshi Domi. In this Gemara we have Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos explaining the Chiddush of Abaye. Rashi says Hareo Keshliach Haget V'Embitla Hanoisin Koyden Shetaki Liyad Mekabel Harei B'Teila. Rashi is Mashma that the Chiddush of Abaye is that a Shliach Matana is like a Shliach Haget, just like a Shliach Haget one can be mevatel. Like the Mishnah says, so too, Shliach Matana won't come in Mevatel. The Gemara follows, Nafkemina Lahoylech Lav Keschidomi. The Gemara means as follows, since Hoylech Lav Keschidomi, then it's possible that one can be Mevatel, the Shliach Matana. If Hoylech would be Keschi, so it wouldn't be Negev, be Mevatel, the Shliach Matana, because it's not Shaykh. Because the Makaba was already Zeiche in the Matana. However, since Hoylech is Lav Keschidomi, then we can tell you a chiddush that shliach matana is like a shliach haget. This is the pshat in Rashi. Azay is mevayel lechsam sefer, and if you look in the Tosfos Rit, azay is mashman the Tosfos Rit. The kasha is, what's the chiddush? What's the chiddush of Abaye? Why should I think that a shliach matana is better than a shliach haget? That it's not shaykh to be in his battle. That's shitas Rashi. Tosfos, however, is mashma that the chiddush is hagufa that hoylech is lav keschidami. You would have thought that Hoylech is Keschi. Kamash Malon, that a Shliach Matan is like a Shliach Haget, that we say Hoylech Lav Keschi Dami. According to Tosfos, the discussion in the Gemara is Bechlal, not Mash, we're talking about being Mevatel, the Shliach. The whole Kiddush of the Gemara is just that Hoylech Lav Keschi Dami. Azay is Mashman Tosfos over here, and in Tosfos in the first parak, and Afid Aleph and Man Aleph, in the end of Divi Masel Kol Oimer, Tosfos over there quotes our Gemara, Shliach Matana, Harehu Keshliach Haget, V'Hoylech Lav Keschi. The Shaila on Tosfos is obvious, and Azay Frekta Tveres Yaakov, that according to Tosfos, what is this doing in our sugya? If the whole Chiddush is just Hoylech Lav Keschi, then it has no Shaychus to Perek HaShaleach. Obviously, it's the Mokum of this Chiddush is in the first Perek. The Tveres Yaakov Bleib Sarachin on this question, he explains the Gemara in a different manner. Ayin Shom. Let's go back to Shitas Rashi. We asked on Rashi, what is the Chiddush? Why should I say a Shliach Matana is better than a Shliach Haget? The Chsam Seifer, and so elaborates further his son, the Chsav Seifer, as follows, Pshat and Rashi. The Mishnah said, as we said over from the Chsam Seifer, that one can be Mevatel a Shliach Haget. What is the Chiddush? The Chiddush is that one would think, perhaps, that Shliach Haget, it's already Nigma the Shlichus, so it's similar to Layasi Dibu Mevatel Maisa. The Chiddush is no, that one can be Mevatel, a Shliach Haget. Zokta Ksam Seifer, that we would have a Havamina, that a Shliach Matana is better than a Shliach Haget, in the sense that the Shlichus is like a Maisa. Why? By a Shliach Haget, it's still Mechusa Maisa. You still have to give the get to the Isha. So it's mechusa maisa, so therefore it's considered a dibur, and therefore osi dibur mevatel dibur. A shliach matana is different. Why? Because a shliach matana, if the mishaleach would want, he could change and say, Hoylich kischi. So it comes out, the shlichus of a matana is somewhat nigmar, that it's not mechusse maisa in order for it to be nigmar. Because the mishaleach could say, Hoylich kischi. Zakti Gemara, no, even a shliach matana is also like a shliach haget, and one can be mevatel a shliach matana. The Chasam Sofer explains a beautiful diag in the Gemara. The Gemara says, Nafkmina la hoylich lav kischi. Zakti Chasam Sofer. The Gemara doesn't mean to say that hoylich lav kischi in the sense that the makabel matana is not zeicha. That already we know, hoylich is lav kischi. The Chiddush is that we say Hoylich Lav Kischi in respect to the fact that one can still be Mevatel the Shliach. I would have thought that in some sense Hoylich has a mile that it could be Kischi, and therefore I would not be able to Mevatel the Shliach Matana. Kamash on the Gemara that Hoylich Lav Kischi totally, and therefore one cannot be Mevatel. One can be mevatel a shliach matana just like a shliach haget. So this very much is in sync with the Chasam Sofer in the Mishnah. The Chiddush in the Mishnah was that one can be mevatel a shliach haget because also the mevatel dibur. And the shlichus is not considered a maisa. Comes Abayin and Mechadis, shliach matana is also like a shliach haget. A shliach matana, one can be mevatel and we don't consider it a maisa. This is the beautiful pshat of the Chasam Sofer and the Chasam Sofer, pshat in Rashi, the Chiddush of Abaye. Again, the way Tosis explained the Gemara, Tosis is l'chayre very shver, because according to Tosis, the Chiddush is merely that hoylich lav kischi. In fact, if you look in the Rambam in Hilchos Schia Matana, he also brings our Gemara, just the Chiddush that hoylich lav kischi. The Rambam does not bring b'chlal the inyan that by a shliach matana there is an inyan of bittel hashlichus. He merely brings hoylich lav kischi. It's mashma from the Rambam that the Rambam learned the Gemara like Tosfos. The Gemara is obvious, as we pointed out, that a shlichus matana is a shliach has a din shlichus and has all dinei shlichus. The Ritva and the Ramban say that just like a shliach haget, in order to be mevatel, one has to be mevatel in front of two edim, so too a shliach matana, if one wants to be mevatel the shliach matana, one has to do the bittel in front of two edim. That's shliach matana is k'shliach haget. It has all the dinim of bittel shlichus, just like a shliach haget. I believe this gemara is the chayra a pliat suma on the sheet of the Nesivos. The Nesivos has a very mechudish dika understanding in the shlichus of matana. The Nesivos says in Reish Mem Dalet Sifkot Aleph that the shlichus matana per se is not a real din shlichus. It's a ma'isa koyf ba'alma. He brings the ksois clears, what's the halacha? We know that shliach oisa shliach, a shliach can make a shliach, one makes a shliach for gerishin, that shliach can make another shliach. The ksois clears, what's the halacha? Can a shliach matana make another shliach? Zakht in Nesivos, he doesn't understand. Shlichus of a matana is not per se a shlichus. He's just a shikingle. He's just a maisa koiv ba'alma. In other words, by a matana you need a das makna. Who performs the das makna? Who's being makna to the makabel matana? The makna is the mishalech. When he sends it, he's being makna. Shlichus of a matana is like a maisa koiv in the sense that one sends something in the mail. You send a present to somebody in the mail. The postman is a shliach, he has a halach of shlichus. It's not a halach of shlichus, he's just a delivery boy. Zakht in Nesivos, it's pasha shliach, it's a shliach. You don't need a halach of shlichus. Azoi zakht in Nesivos. The chayra, our Gemara, is mefurish, not like the Nesivos. The Gemara says that by shlichus of a matana, there is a din bittel, and it has a halach of bittel, as we see from the Rishonim. You have to be vatel in front of two. According to the Nesivos, there's no halach of a bittel hashlichus by a shlichus matana. It's not a maisa shlichus. It's just a delivery boy. You don't need a din of osi dibur or mevatel dibur. All you just have to say, excuse me, give me back my present. It's no din of bittel shlichus. According to Nesivos, l'chayra, the Gemara is a pliatzum. Now, l'chayra, the mahalach would be, and then I saw this in the Kontrusei Biurim from Rav Moshe Shmuel Shapiro in Siman Ayin, Oiz Beis. he explains that L'chaira, according to the way the Rambam learns the Gemara, and the way Tosis is explaining the Gemara is really not saying a chiddush at all in bittul hashlichus of hashlichus matana. It's merely saying, and therefore one can retract from the matana. In fact, as we said, that's the way the Rambam brings it down. The Rambam merely brings down a shliach matana, one can be chayze because hoy lechlav keschi. So according to that, ain't a chanami. The Gemara is really not telling you any kind of hilch halachis of bitul shlichus of a shliach matana. L'chayra, that's the way the Nesivis is going to have to learn. However, as we asked before, l'chayra, what is the shaychus of Abayis Chiddush in our Gemara, according to this? But at least, with Zoycha to a teres on this very shver Nesivis, that's the way he learned the Gemara. Let's move on to the next tikkul Gemara. The Gemara brings machlokes of Nachman and Abshaches, whether chayzu megarish boy or not. And the Gemara says that Allah is like Nachman, that chayzu megarish boy. The Gemara asks, what do you mean? We hold like Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says chayzeres. We have machlokes Yishlokish and Rabbi Yochanan in kedushin whether a lady was mekabel kedushin whether she can be chayzeres. Rabbi Yochanan holds she can be chayzeres. Yishlokish holds not. We pass like Rabbi Yochanan. So just like Rabbi Yochanan holds that you can be chayzeres, so therefore, what's the difference over here by a get? That's the Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara needs a beer, and as effective kivega, that why is the Gemara asking from the sugya of kedushin the machlokes of Yochanan Yishlokish? If the Gemara held that a get, as Tosis explains, has a din of a dibur, so therefore there should be halacha of osi dibur umavatal dibur. The Gemara is going to be mechadish that no, a get, one cannot be mevatel the get. But the Gemara, the Havamina held that a get is like a dibur which can be in his battle. So why does the Gemara have to ask from Rabbi Yochanan? Why didn't the Gemara just ask from our Mishnah? Our Mishnah says the din of osi dibur umavatal dibur, that you could be mevatel a shliach. So just like you could be mevatel a shliach, so too the Gemara should ask, why can't you be mevatel a get? Azoi frekt of Kivega, and Azoi frekt of Ramban, and the Ritva in Kedushin. Reb Kivega and the Rishonim answer that if you look in the Gemara in Kedushin, the Gemara in Kedushin taka asks on Reish Lakish holds the Eina Chayzeres, that the lady cannot be Chayzeres and change her mind from the Kedushin of La'acha Lamid. The Gemara asks, what do you mean? Why don't you say, Asi Dibur Vatal Dibur, from our Mishnah? Our Mishnah says, Asi Dibur Vatal Dibur. So why does Reish Lakish hold that Eina Chayzeres? Zakti Gemara, the reason is because Shaini Nesias Mois Liadisha, it's Kemaisa Dami, that by the lady accepting the money, the Kabbalah's Kedushin is a Ksas Maisa, so Reish Lakish held that a Ksas Maisa, one cannot be Mevatel. Zagin the Rishonim and Kivega, that's the Gemara Sushtel. The Gemara thought that a get is also like a ksas maisa. But we have a raya from Rabbi Yochanan, that a ksas maisa, one can also be mevatel. So, frek the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan holds chayzeres over there by the kedushin of an isha, that even though she was mekabel the kedushin, and it's a ksas maisa, but still we say, osi dibur umevatel dibur, even though it has a din of a ksas maisa, so too, one should be able to mevatel a get, even though a get is not only a dibur. However, it's a ksas maisa, but we see that a ksas maisa, one can be mevatel. This is the Shakatai in the Gemara, Azoi is Mazbe Reb Kivega. According to Tosfos, Tosfos brings a suffix, whether Lamaskanas HaGemara, if one is mefurish kavona, to be mevatel the get, can he be mevatel the get according to Reb Nachman? Tosfos is medayik from the Lashon of our Gemara, Gufa Gita Mika Batal, the Gemara seems to say that a get, you can't be mevatel a get. Even if you're mefurish, you want to be, you cannot be mevatel the get. And Azoi is Mashma in Shitas Rashi. This is the Shita of many Rishonim. That even if you mevatel befeirish, according to Reb Nachman, the get is not nizbatel. Tosis brings the Lashon HaGemara in Kedushin is not Mashma like that. The Gemara, Lashon HaGemara Kedushin is Gufa get Gufa Mika Batle. Does he mean to be mevatel the get? Meaning, the Shaila of the Gemara is not whether he can be mevatel the get. Avada, even according to Reb Nachman, he can be mevatel the get. Reb Nachman just holds that he doesn't mean to be mevatel the get. All he does is mean to be mevatel the shlichus, and he does not mean to be mevatel the get. The Rishonim all say a raya to prove that you can't be mevatel the get. Why? According to Reb Nachman. Why? Because what is his lashon? He says, get hukicheres, get zebotul. The lashon is definitely mashma that his intent is to be mevatel the get. So if, according to Reb Nachman, he can be mevatel the get, why don't I assume that he does mean to be mevatel the get? It must be that, according to Reb Nachman, he cannot be mevatel the get. This is the Rishayim's Raya. The lashon is mashma that he's being mevatel the get. So why, taka, do we say that he's mevatel the shlichus? The lashon is mashma, he's being mevatel the get. The Rishayim say, because ain't on the mitzvah devar levatala. Obviously, this fellow meant to do something. What does he mean to do? Obviously, what he means to do is to mevatel the shlichus. He doesn't mean to be mevatel the get. This is the Ran's Raya, to prove that even according to the Nachman, we cannot be mevatel the get. Tosis, however, is maskona, is not like that, and that's the Rambam Shita. Rav Nachman is moida, if he chooses, he can be mevatel the get. Rav Ochanan in Kevitz Ha'oris, Simenai and Vav, Sifkot Nir Aleph, points out that we have a machlaikas Rashi in Tosis. What is the svara that one cannot be mevatel the get? Rashi says the pshat is because a get is be'en. Ain't a nifsel. A get is be'en. It's something that's here. You can't pass a get that's be'en. So too is the Lashon HaToisvis in Kiddushin of Nun Tesemet Beis. Toisvis says the very same Lashon. It's K'moy Moy She'enim Is Batlois. The Ma'ache Da Haget Kosov Kil Chosoy Ain't a Yochel Avatloi. He cannot be Mevatlit. That is the Svar of Rashi. It's be'en. Be'en sounds like it's not Shayach to be Mevatlit. Not that you don't have a Koyach to be Mevatlit, but it's not Shayach to be Mevatlit. Rabbi Chanan explains, let's say if someone would make a shkita, he shechts the animal, and then he decides, you know what, I don't want the shkita to be kosher. It was already geshachtin, it's already kosher. You can't be mevatel a shkita, the shkita was already done, it's not be'en. Tosis is mashma not like that. Tosis is mashma by us, that the svara is, because it's a maisa, le'ose dibu u'mevatel maisa, not because it's not shayach to be mevatel. But you don't have a koyach to be mevatel. You don't have a koyach to be mevatel because le'osi dibur u mevatel maisa. Azay is mashma from Tosfos. What is the nafkamina between Rashi and Tosfos? Zokta b'chanan as follows. Let's say if you didn't finish the get, you only wrote half the get. You only wrote half the get. So Tosfos evaitin da peches is mevur, kvega is mitzayin. That if one only wrote half of the get, everybody would hold you can be mevatel the get. Why? Because it's not considered a maisa. Because only half of the get was written. If the reason is le'osidibu u'mevatel maisa, that's only when the whole get is complete. However, if only half of the get was written, then he can be mevatel. This is Tosfos l'shitasa by us, that the reason one cannot be mevatel the get is because le'osidibu u'mevatel dibu. However, according to Rashi's Svara, that the get is be'en, it's not shayach habitel. See, even if the get is not finished, it's not shayach habitel. Similar, in Rabbi Chanan's Mashal, if one would shecht one simen, and he didn't finish the shechita, could he go ahead and be mevatel the shechita of that simen? Of course not. Therefore, according to Rashi's Svara, even if the get is not yet completed, still one cannot be mevatel. Another nafkamina would be, and this the Minchas Chinuch points out, Tosfos brought a mashal. One cannot be mevatel a sefer Torah after it's written. Zog the Minchas Chinuch, it's mashma that the reason is because le'osi dibu u'mevatel ma'isa. Zog the Minchas Chinuch, let's say I'll have a hechatimsa that you'll be mevatel the ksiva through a ma'isa. Then the lishma would be bottled from the sefer Torah also. What is the Hechatimsa? Zokta Minchas Chinuch HaGoinus. Let's say one will write the Shem Hashem, and he'll write the Nekudis of the Shem Hashem, not the way it's supposed to be read. The Minchas Chinuch held that that's called the Mechikas Hashem. Gevaldige Chiddush the Minchas Chinuch. Since it's written with Nekudis, not the way it's supposed to be written, so therefore it's considered a Mechika. Zokta Minchas Chinuch, if it's considered a Mechika, then afterwards, if he were to erase the Nekudis, forget it. The Sefer Torah is possible. At least the Shem, the Lishma of the Shem is possible. Because he was Mevatel Al Yidei Maisa. So we have a Klar Nafkamin according to Tosfos that even by a Sefer Torah, you cannot be Mevatel the Lishma because Le'osi Dibur U Mevatel Maisa. However, if I would have a hechet timsa of a maisa being mevatel by a sefer Torah, then I say asi maisa mevatel maisa. This is the chiddush of Menachas Chinuch in Siman Tav Lamed Zayin Sif Katan Yud Aleph. Rav Chanan explains as follows: what's the pshat according to the Psheshes that one can be mevatel the get? True, Rav Psheshes held the get is considered a dibur. The lishma of the get is considered a dibur. But still, lemaisa, it was already written. It was already done. It's finished. How could I say asi dibur mevatel dibur to take away the lishma that it was already written? Rav Chanan assumes for davar poshet the halacha of asi dibur mevatel dibur doesn't mean that lemafreya it's mevatel the dibur. Avad it's only mevatel mikan lahaba. What's his raya? He brings a raya from the Tshuvas HaRashba. The Rashba says, let's say one sends a get and he's mevatel the shliach. And then he's mevatel his bittel of the shliach. Zokter Rashba, he's still not your shliach. He can't be your shliach anymore. Because since you will mevatel him, he's a shliach. He's not your shliach anymore. Now you want to be mevatel your bittel. That doesn't help because the shlichus was already in his battle. Zokter Bachanan, we see from the Rashba that the din of Asi Diba mevatel Diba does not work lemafreya. It's only mikan lahabot mevatel. So, Frekta Bachanan, what's the pshat in Rav Sheshes that he held, ain't a choyz megarish boy, that the get is bottle? How are you mevatel the lishma? Lemaisa was already chal. How would we say Asi Diba mevatel Diba to be mevatel the lishma? The same kasha is on the Rishonim that hold that according to Rav Nachman, that if one has beferish a kavana to be mevatel, it also works. The same question. Zagta b'chon azoy. The pshat in lishma is it's not only a chalos in the get that the get is written lishma. The din of lishma is that the get has to be miyuchid legerishin. If it's miyuchid legerishin, then it's written lishma and it's miyuchid for the gerishin of this isha. When he's mevatel the get, that means he's mevatel the yichud of the lishma, that it's no longer oimid for gerishin, so therefore the lishma is batel. Because the din of the lishma is that it has to be miyuchid keseder for the gerishin of this isha. So the osi dibur, mevatel dibur is, you mevatel the yichud that is now no longer miyuchid legerishin. This is Rav Chanan's hesber in the Bittel HaGet, the Bittel of the Yichud, that is no longer Miyuchid LeGerishin. However, in the Rishonim, our Mavur, a Chiddush, that the Din Osi Dibur Mevatel Dibur Taka works Lemafreya, and so points out the Stipler in Simon Chofei, the Lashonis of the Rishonim are very much Mashma, that the Din Osi Dibur Mevatel Dibur Taka works Lemafreya. The Lashon of the Ritva is, Bitule batle lidibur harishoin shetziva lichtoiv haget lishma. You mevatel the original dibur that it was written lishma. Ulahave ki'ilu leinichtav lishma klal. It's as if it was never written lishma. The Ritva is clearly mashma, not like Rav Chanan. Rav Chanan told us the pshat is that einachenami b'shaitoi it was written lishma. But lishma means it has to be kesedim miyuchid legerishin. If you're mevatel, it's not miyuchid legerishin. The Ritva is telling us not like that. The Ritva is saying you're mevatel the original dibur that you commanded him to write lishma. So it's as if the get was never written lishma. Unazoi is the lashon haritva in kedushin. He says that it's ilu asu midaitam. It's as if the one who wrote the get, he did it on his own. They have a lishma apostle. It's not lishma, so it's oiker the lishma lemafreya. This is the chiddush of Rishayim. The din of osi dibur umevatel dibur goes lemafreya. There's a beautiful raya from a shach. The shach says, we know there's a halacha, a chacham could be matir a neder. Who ain't a meichel avachena meichel noy? Layachel devaroy. A person can't be matir his own neder. He goes to the chacham is matir the neder. The Shach in Choshe Mishpat, Simen Reish Nun Hei, Sif Katan Vav, explains, you know what the Pshat in Ahet HaKacham is? It's a din of Osi Dibur Umevatel Dibur. The Dibur of the Chacham is Mevatel the Neder. That's the Pshat. Hu Ein HaMeichel. One himself cannot be Mevatel the Neder. But a chacham could be mevatel the neder. That's halach of osi dibu u mevatel dibu. We know that the halach is a chacham is oiker ha neder meikaroi. He's mevatel the neder from its very root, and the neder is nekalim afreya. So we see from the shach also this chiddush that osi dibu u mevatel dibu works in fact limafreya. If you look in the Marshal in our sugya, the Marshal explains the havamin of the Gemara. As we explained before, the Gemara wanted to shtel tzu the machloikus hishlokish and the Yechina. And we asked, why does the Gemara have to bring the machloikus hishlokish and Rabbi Yechinon? Why did we bring from the Mishnah that osidiba and vataldiba? We explained, Rabbi Kvega, the Rishonim say, that the pshat is because we want to bring a raya that even a ksas maisa you can be mevatel. From the din of Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yechinon, we see that Rabbi Yechinon held chayzeres, you can be mevatel a ksas maisa. The Marshal explains, you know what the raya is? How do you mevatel a ksas maisa? Obviously, you mevatel it mafreya. So too, then we could bring a raya to get that you could also be mevatel the lishma lemafreya. The lashon of the Marshal is, Me'acha de chayzeres, avopi shekvar kiblo hakedushin, alma de osi dibur umevatel hakedushin meikara, ukiilu loyhoyu kedushin meoilam, hachinami lema gabi get. So the Marshal is explaining the pshat in the Gemara is as follows. The sushtal of the Gemara was because in order to be mevatel the get, as we're explaining, you have to be mevatel lemafreya, because the get was already written. The only mahalach to be mevatel the get is only if you mevatel lemafreya. Where do we have a raya that you can mevatel the get something lemafreya? From our Mishnah, you wouldn't have a raya. Now he's a shliach. I could be mevatel now that he can't continue his shlichus. I don't see that you could be mevatel lemafreya. How am I mevatel the kedushin according to Rabbi Yochanan? It must be that you mevatel the kedushin that is ki'ilu, mevatel kedushin mikara ki'ilu hay kedushin me'aylam. Because since it was a ksas maisa, the only way to be mevatel a ksas maisa is only by being oikirit lemafreya. So then, once we see from Rabbi Yochanan that osi dibu mevatel dibu lemafreya, so then we could bring a raya to a get that also osi dibu umevatel dibu lemafreya. Rav Nachum points out, from Tosis seems to be medama a sefer Torah that a sefer Torah you could be oikad lishma. What would be the havamin you could be oikad lishma from a sefer Torah? That's zicha maisa. It sounds like Tosis was grappling that what do you mean a sefer Torah you can't be mevatel? What was the havamin that you could be mevatel the lishma of the sefer Torah? The lishma of a sefer Torah lechor is zicha considered a maisa. So Rav Nachum is masbir that Tosis held, like we're saying, that the din also dibu mevatel dibu can work lemafreya. So Tosis wanted to have that even though the lishma of the sefer Torah is already chal and it's already a maisa, however, possibly also dibu mevatel dibu works lemafreya, that you could even be mevatel if now it's a maisa, but also dibu mevatel dibu goes lemafreya. The chiddush is no. Once now it's a maisa, so I can't even be oikel lemafreya. That's the shakatai. This is how Rav Nachum is mazbe the shakavataya being mevatel sefer Torah lemafreya. So again, we have a machlokes where the osi dibu mevatel dibu works lemafreya. Again, Rabbi Chanan held a double posh that doesn't work lemafreya. He has a raya from the Chuvas HaRashba, but the Rishonim's Loshin, the Ritva by us, the Ritva on Kedushin, the Loshin and the Marshal are all moira that osi dibu mevatel dibu can work lemafreya, and this we also have a raya from the Shach as we explained. Let's go on. Itma b'fnei kama mevatle, Reb Nachman ama b'fnei beis, Reb Sheshes ama b'fnei gimel. There's machlekes rishonim. What's the pshat? Why do we need in front of a bezdin? Need two or three? Why can't one be mevatel beinoy lebeinatzmoy? So we have shidis hatoisvus. Toisvus explains in the end of the maskar of Nachman that the reason is in order that the edim should be moitzia kol. In order to be mefarsim, in order to publicize the bittel, in order that the lady should be made aware of the bittel, because of Akshash Mamzeris. According to this, the chayr, it's only a svara de rabbanon. And the machlokes is, how many do you need? Do you need two or do you need three? The Ramban and the Ran explain another reason. The reason is because since the Shlichus was made Befonov, in order to be Mevatel him, Shalei Befonov, you need a Diba Choshev. Like we explained, the Halacha of Bitla Shlichus is Osi Dibur Umevatel Dibur. A Dibur that was made to make the Shlichus is a Diba Choshev. To be Mevatel Shalei Befonov, you need also a Diba Choshev equal to the Dibur of the Mini HaShlichus. So therefore, you need a Dibur b'fnei Beis or b'fnei Gimel. The Pshat is, the Avnei Miluyim, in Simen Kuf Mem Zayin, Sifkot and Vav, he brings a Yerushalmi that says that the Pshat is b'fnei Koyach Bezdin Yofa. If you're doing it in front of two or three, you're doing it in front of a Bezdin. So with a Koyach Bezdin, the Dibur has a Chosh of a Dibur. Therefore, it could be Mevatel the Dibur the Shlichus was b'fonov. L'chayra, it's mashma that is the svar deraisa. However, the Avnei Miluyim over there assumes that it's only a svar derabbanan. There's another svar mentioned in the Rishonim and the Ramban, the Ran, and so too Tosis Vayitin Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph Diba Masel VeRebbe. They say a svar as follows: we know there's a halacha of edus l'kiyuma. In order to be mekadesh, one has to be mekadesh in front of two edim. Ein davar shve'ever pachas mishnayim. One has to be Megarish in front of two Edom. Zogin the Yishayim HaSvara, that so too, Bittul HaShlichus has to be done in front of Beis, because of Ein Dover Shabbaeva, Pachas Mishnayim. Rav Kivega Noman Aleph explains, just like the Mais HaShlichus is considered a Dover Shabbaeva, and the Mini HaShlichus needs Bifnei Beis, so too, the Bittul HaShlichus is also considered a Dover Shabbaeva, that which I empower him with a koyach of megarish. To be a megarish, that's a davar shebe'erva. So too, to take away that koyach, that's also considered a davar shebe'erva. The Ran is moisif, that what's the pshat in Abshashis? Why does Abshashis hold you need three? That's einachanami, that's a new reason. That is kedei lehoitzi koyel mechshash mamzeris. So this we have, a three-ray machloik is explaining the necessity of bitul b'fnei beis or b'fnei gimel. The Lechayr is a big nafgamina ladina. We mentioned previously the Ramban brought a shita that by a shliach matana, one has to be mevatel also in front of two edim. Lechayr, this svara is only shayach according to the svara that the reason why you need two in the bittel is that it should be a dibur choshev. If the reason is like the other svaras, because of Chashash Mamzeris, or because Ein Davar Shebe'erva Pachas Mishnayim, obviously these Svaris do not apply to a Shliach of a Matana. But if the Svara is that you need a Dibur Choshev in order to be Mevatel the Shlichus, because you made him a Shliach Befonov, so to be Mevatel Shloi Befonov, you need an equal Dibur Choshev for the Bittel, so then we understand that this Bittel also needs Bifnei Beis. L'chayra, this, if that's true, it's mistavra that it would be a din d'iraisa, because why should Chazal make a takana for a dibur by a shliach matana that you need a dibur choshev? L'chayra, to say that it's a dirabanan would be saying that it's only limited to a bittel of a get, but if we see the Rishonim apply it to a bittel of a shlichus of a matana, it sounds like that it's a svara d'iraisa that to be mevatel a shliach, which was made b'fnei ha-shliach, since the shliach was made b'fnei ha-shliach, so to be mevatel him, you also need a dibur choshev.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.